Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
By the way, Christmas dinner, do you eat early, late? How does that operate with football being on now?
Well, again, my mother-in-law, for maximum convenience, gets in tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, yes, look forward to heading up to the airport right in the middle of all the football and come on back. And then
you could send an Uber.
You know what? Great idea. But no, we're going to get some steaks. Matter of fact, I stopped by, thanks to Kimberly at Cleaver & Cork. They're good friends with the guys at Buckhead Butcher Shop. And anyway, she had some steaks on hold for me. So I got a couple of ribeyes and all the fixings like they do at Buckhead Butcher Shop. So everything's ready to go.
Nice.
So I got the mac and cheese and the cream spinach, just like you get at a steakhouse, like New York Prime or anything like that. So anyway, all set. Stopped in it. But it was a madhouse, even folks getting their steaks and their fish and everything else.
Yeah, because everybody's trying to prepare for whatever dinners they're going to be, you know, cooking over either tonight or certainly tomorrow. Those last-minute things are fine. If you are at Costco trying to Christmas shop here at 2:25 in the afternoon, good luck. That's all we're saying, because that's a whole nother animal. But, yeah, man, I with the football on, I kind of treat this now like Thanksgiving, where I want to eat it. I want to eat early so I can enjoy and maybe go back and get some leftovers a little bit later. Kind of same kind of idea with Thanksgiving with three games being on tomorrow. But remember, and Day-Day, we'll have to double-check, because I think one is on Netflix. They're all over the place tomorrow. One's on Peacock, right, streaming. So all these games is just not going to be available.
Two,
there's two on Netflix. Oh, that's right. They picked up two.
That's right.
So two on Netflix, one on Peacock tomorrow.
Prime. I guess we'll get to see
Amazon Prime.
Get to see Elle Duncan, right? Hosting, jumping in a character on Netflix.
I don't know. Is she gonna be kicking in yet?
No, her first event's going to be and I kid you not, it's going to be a tightrope walk.
What?
Oh,
okay.
That's her first official Netflix event. It's going to be a tightrope walk.
Oh.
Yes.
What was it like? Skyscraper tightrope?
Type on those lines, yeah. That's the first one's going to be.
Interesting. All right. No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Hey, man, Raheem Morris is on the way.
Tightrope walk.
Yeah.
What is this, ABC's Wide World of Sports?
Well,
you know what? Knievel going to jump some school buses, too?
If the guy doesn't have a safety harness, I will watch.
Now, I will say this. I remember as a kid. Now, David,
I'm just saying.
For you youngsters out there, how many kids right now would have to be in counseling? Remember, are you old enough to remember when Carl Willenda fell between the two buildings in San Juan?
No.
Oh, yeah. Live on ABC, man.
Foom. Done?
Yep.
Oh, no.
That's our childhood. These kids would be in therapy for weeks on that stuff. We had cartoons like Johnny Quest, Roger Race Ben had a 45 on his hip.
Yeah, sure.
Skyscraper Live, where free solo climber Alex Honhold scales Taipei 101.
Okay.
Maybe I will watch.
That giant tall building in Taipei, Taiwan.
Yeah.
Taiwan.
Right. No safety harness?
I hope he does.
Look, right. I'm not morbid in that way. I'm just saying, like, that adds to the excitement. Let's be honest. If somebody's going to climb a damn building,
there
I want to see
one where it was like Fox, like 15, 20 years ago, where the guy was walking. And, you know, I'm a man of faith, but he was, like, saying, like, prayers the entire time. And I'm like, hey, man, maybe this is the wrong time to be, like, I don't know if God is like, hey, dude, like, I realize that you love me and all, but don't start calling my name out when you're doing the dumbest thing possible right now. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, was not on Wide World of Sports, was in TV in Puerto Rico. I just saw it later on.
Okay.
I
didn't know. I'd never seen that.
I know that somehow, some way, WPIX in New York had the footage.
Now, I will tell you this while we're talking about this, and this is random and obscure. Skywalkers, I mentioned this a while back,
right.
A love story is on Netflix. Now, if you want to see something crazy, this couple,
okay,
who basically go from place to place and climb the highest buildings in those cities. It's one of the most craziest thing I've ever seen. But anyways, that is on Netflix. But I think that came out last year, and then I talked about it, Mike, because I was just sitting there, and they filmed this, I think, over a two-year period, because they broke into some of these buildings they weren't allowed in and then worked their way to the top of the roof. And they are the ones who go out on the far end.
Okay, on the ledges. On the
and takes selfies.
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
I get, you know, and I watch some of that stuff when you see it on Instagram or whatever. It's like that even gets my stomach turning watching that stuff.
Yeah, and there's nothing like, they have no safety harnesses or anything. All right. Well, now I will watch. Now that you told me that, Horn. Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays.
We'll have to get Al on to talk about this event.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't want to say anything bad, but Mike always says this. Like, if you add this element, okay, the real element of death, then it creates this. This is why the gladiator thing worked.
Right.
Okay?
I mean, look,
you had thousands of people in a coliseum fight to the death.
Now, again, not to be morbid, but, you know, we lost Dale Earnhardt, and that changed the sport. NASCAR has never been the same. The racing has never been as good.
No.
There was always a risk. Now, yeah, you don't want to see anybody lose their life if you can prevent it. But then the sexiness or the, you know, that aspect, and that's grim, but you know, there's a risk involved.
Well, that's
race
what,
car driving is dangerous. It and is. When you make the cars, they're so they protect the driver so well, now the racing sucks.
Did you see this real quick before we get into some other things? Florida State quarterback Castellanos.
Yes, there's nobody left. I will be playing quarterback for Florida State.
He's going to NFL?
No, he thinks he's going to the NFL.
I was
going to
say, who's drafting him? He didn't have
a
great year.
He's just leaving Tallahassee. That's what he's doing.
I got another word, arena. Okay. I mean, Castellanos,
great. He's 5'11", Mike.
Wonderful kid. He said what he said about Alabama. You know, they never seen him. He backed it up. And then it was all downhill from there for Florida State.
15 touchdowns, 9 picks.
Gus Malzahn and him, that first game against Alabama was insane. And then afterwards, a lot of missed throws and interceptions and just bad. Great, love the kid's moxie. Hey, run up the flagpole, man. Maybe somebody tries to use you as just a running back.
Why are these guys – I mean, I know why. But the idea, he was trying to stay in college, for those who don't know. He appealed for another year, then he dropped his appeal. These guys are trying to stay in college 8-9 years now. It's unbelievable.
Because you can make as much – you'll make more money sticking around in college than you will be in a fifth, obviously, fourth or third. Hell, even a second-round pick.
So they got to cap this, though. They've got to cap this, right?
Who?
T.J. Finley was the guy who just left, Texas State or whatever, who appealed. He's appealing for a seventh year to play as a quarterback.
7 years?
My guess is that I guess he figures he's going to get paid more in college than he would out of college by this point.
Yeah.
So keep getting those NIL checks while you can get them.
The pandemic did give everybody an additional year, but it feels like it gave everybody 3 more years, right? If you were in school during the pandemic and you got that additional year. But now, Mike, we're so far past that. It feels weird.
No, I mean, you know, some guys, I'll add this to my list. I probably have about 15 things on my sports list for Christmas.
Yes.
Want my old college football back. Now, not without the kids getting paid. Just a good wage. I mean, we always said this. NCAA, for
50
those.
50 grand? What's that?
Yeah, but you don't remember. I mean, hell.
What's that?
Slide it. 100 grand. I think every kid gets 100 grand.
Okay.
I mean, I'm talking, and you can slide it down to like the long snapper. You get 10 grand, Sparky. It's the merit system. But I mean, the starting quarterback, the wide receivers, those guys get 100 grand. You could have done that. If you just took, half a percent of all the TV revenue 25 years ago, and you could allow for a cost of living increase. But the NCAA, with all that nonsense, you know how that went. Here we are. They blew it.
Yeah, they did. All right. And also, while we're talking about craziness, just real quick, Brock Bowers' season is over, should I say. Bowers, again, named to his second straight Pro Bowl with a bum at quarterback.
Yep. Okay,
Geno's not been great this year. He's been battling a knee injury for 6 weeks. This kid kept going out there. What a player this dude is, man. Played 3 games through a ligament injury, a bone bruise in his left knee, but they have shut him down, and it's the right decision. But, Mike, he has recorded the most receiving yards by a tight end in his first 2 seasons in NFL history.
Right. That's like we talked earlier about, you know, Kyle Pitts. When you take where he is now, add those 4 touchdowns he's just scored in the last couple of weeks, Kyle Pitts is right up there with the elites. He's only behind McBride, who we shut down from Arizona last week, as far as tight end plays, as far as receptions and yards. There's a few guys with more tight ends with more catches or touchdowns, but Pitts could be a Pro Bowler. He was a Pro Bowler as a rookie, which is unheard of, because normally there's the, you know, we talked about the reputation, right?
That's
the
right.
Veterans vote on this. Here's a guy that was given it because they recognized the skills and has never made it back to the Pro Bowl. And now this year, because maybe the rest of the league thinks the same way we think about him.
All right.
You know, effort is kind of uneven.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And you know what I want for Christmas as an Atlanta sports fan? A consistent Kyle Pitts.
How about that?
Hey, check this. Bowers needed 107 more yards. So with him being shut down, he won't have a chance to catch Mike Ditka for having the most yards in his first two seasons in NFL history by being shut down. He would have got that. He would have got that. So he is not going to be able to achieve that milestone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.